wrong with Lamar Jackson, but he's also been willing to bet on himself more beyond just representing himself, more than I think most quarterbacks that we have seen, Amber, in terms of, I don't need to sign something. I'm just going to go out there and play. I have trust in my abilities. And that goes all the way back to the draft when he wouldn't run the 40. He's like, I want to be known as a passer. And he, you know, basically shut down any conversation about trying out at other positions, which when he was coming into the league was still something that was being talked about for dual threat quarterbacks, which thankfully we're not seeing that happen as much anymore.
They still talk about it with him, though. That's what's strange. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this arm issue with Lamar since he was in high school.
Which is ridiculous because Lamar Jackson's got one of the best arm strengths in the NFL, as arguably the best speed of any quarterback in the NFL. He's kind of a, you know, I live in Atlanta and Kyle Pitts is nicknamed the unicorn here, right? Lamar Jackson is legitimately that in terms of quarterback play because of what he's able to do with his arm and what he's able to do with his legs. So I don't think that this number affects him with what Russell Wilson had as much, Amber, except for this. You had the Kyler Murray contract, and you had the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed biggest contract NFL history situation, right? Or was at that time in terms of numbers. Russell Wilson's has passed that. I wanted to see if Russell Wilson had got a fully guaranteed deal. I think that would have given Lamar a lot more leverage to go get a fully guaranteed deal himself. Now, all of a sudden, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson did not get fully guaranteed deals. That, to me, is more of a concern for if I'm Lamar Jackson, of saying, I kind of lost a little bit of leverage here that I could have had, because it's making it look more and more like the Deshaun Watson deal is this weird, terrible anomaly that Cleveland did, Amber, versus something that could become the norm, which is unfortunate for quarterbacks and for NFL players in general, because fully guaranteed contracts should be much more commonplace in the league.
But they haven't been. And the reason that they haven't been, obviously, is the injuries in that league, the length of careers in that league. And then you're talking about a players association that, because of those things, is not necessarily in the greatest in terms of bargaining position. So it differentiates itself from baseball, from basketball, from these sports that we see more guaranteed money more often. When it comes to this quarterback position, though, it seemed like we were going to get there because, hey, this quarterback position is so important and so coveted. And then you saw Deshaun Watson happen. What this Russell Wilson contract means to me, though, is exactly what you said, that is the anomaly. That Deshaun Watson, $230 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed, that this is an indication these NFL owners are telling you, whether they're doing it collectively, whether the Denver Broncos owners decided to do this by themselves, they're telling you it is in terms of guarantees. We are not willing to budge. That is going to be the outlier. We're not going to budge. Now, in terms of overall money, like you said, this is bigger than what Deshaun got, but it's the guarantee that seems to be the sticking point here. Now, if I'm Lamar, I'm arguing, well, Russell Wilson's in a different situation. First of all, he's almost a decade older than Lamar, right? Like 8 years and change older than Lamar. Second of all, Russell Wilson got something like 60% guaranteed of his contract, but he had 2 years left on his deal. There was no bidding war for Russell Wilson. He was going to Denver. Everybody knows that because of what they traded for him, he's staying in Denver. So it was a very different situation than Lamar, where Cleveland is quite literally having to talk Deshaun into going to Cleveland because it seems like he was on his way to your Atlanta Falcons. But what's interesting is what's going to happen beyond just Lamar, because Jeremy Fowler is reporting that it seems like Lamar is willing to go out there and play on a final year of a rookie deal, which is frankly unheard of at that position. But what happens when Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert's contract come up after this season? Tom Telesco, the Los Angeles Chargers general manager, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons on Thursday. He was asked about that Joe Herbert extension.
Certainly this time of year, I don't really concern myself with it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, you know, salaries go up. Quarterbacks, you know, are the highest paid in the market. That's the way it's always been. And you know, you kind of build your football team based a lot on where your salary structure is at that time. A lot of it's based on where your quarterback is. So there's different ways to build it, whether you have, like, currently where we are with Justin on his rookie contract versus eventually when he signs a new contract. But it certainly doesn't scare me. I mean, I'm just glad we have a quarterback we can build around for a really long time. And then whenever that deal is done, we'll build a team accordingly around that. They will have to change a little bit. But, I mean, almost every team I've been on, whether it's Philip Rivers that was here, whether it was Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. I mean, those guys made a lot of money at the time, and we built the team, you know, a certain way around them. So it just changes. But it's not something that I really lose a lot of sleep over.
So Telesco tells you he's not losing any sleep over it. He's hardly even thinking about Herbert's extension. Of course, though, he also tells you in that bite that you're building the team around it and that you always have it, essentially in the back of your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is prime time on ESPN Radio with Amber Wilson and Michael Rothstein. And Amber, when you're talking about that situation, of course it's not on the top of Tom Telesco's mind yet, only because he physically can't extend Justin Herbert yet. The second that they can extend Justin Herbert, it will be absolutely at the top of their mind. Right now, you're still in that rookie contract window, something the Chargers have done a very good job of building around Justin Herbert with. Guys like Austin Eckler, you look at the defense, they had Khalil Mack this offseason. They have Joey Bosa. Like, you look at all of this, and of course he's not worried yet. But that day is coming soon, to which he said, you always figure it out. But that's the one thing with salary cap is you can always maneuver things to get what you need done. Just look at the New Orleans Saints. Sometimes that puts you in cap hell, but you're able to do it if it's the guy that you really want. And I think that is one thing that the Chargers are prepping for. That's one thing I think the Ravens have prepped for whenever they get this deal done. The Bengals should probably be prepping for as well is, okay, this is our guy. We want this guy to be our guy for the next 5 to 7 years at least. Go get it done and then figure everything else out, or build around him and then you have everything in place, as Telesco was saying.
They can get it done. Yeah. And the Ravens can get it done. The problem is these NFL owners also don't want to have to cough up all the guarantee, because if they make these things fully guaranteed, that goes into an escrow account. So they're coughing up all that money up front. So it's dramatic difference from an ownership perspective on how things are handled financially. All these teams are in a position to get things done, but there has been that apprehension about these full guarantees until the Deshaun Watson contract. I just think it's interesting moving forward, because obviously if anybody is following the Lamar playbook, it seems like Lamar is going for the guaranteed. So are these other players going to follow in his footsteps and try to go for the guarantees? But in order to do that, you have to be willing, which it appears Lamar is, to go out there on a final year of a deal, a final year of a rookie deal, and play, which obviously there is some risk involved in that, particularly when you consider how Lamar Jackson plays the game.
Absolutely. By the way, it's interesting to me that you look at the fully guaranteed quarterback contracts in the NFL, and it's Kirk Cousins and Deshaun Watson.
I know.
Like, really? Like, is that what we're talking about here? Kirk Cousins, by the way, in hindsight, very smart to work that deal because he had all the leverage in free agency. And then the Browns doing what the Browns did, which still, however many months later it is now, still makes no sense. To me, Amber, how much money do you think, when we're talking about different contracts, we just talked about Russell Wilson's $245 million deal. Kyler got a ton of money. We talked about Deshaun's $230 million deal. How much guaranteed money do you